It's showtime, folks. Join us in welcoming the extraordinary psychic Kat as she takes the stage for the Intuition Hour. Get ready to explore the unseen realms and unlock the secrets of the universe.
Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with all of you today on this very special 1-2 day. Today is March the 12th, 2024. It's actually the first time I'm with you this month, which I'm super excited about. I was one of those ousted out on Facebook with the big crash, and I was really never so excited. So to have a little breather, but not to skip the show. I wasn't excited about that at all. I was just kind of glad to have a Facebook break. So it felt like a little vacation in some way. I am looking at the clock here. It is 11:02 a.m. in Florida, and I know out on the Pacific coast, it is 8:02 a.m., bright and early. Good morning, everyone. And I'm super still, I don't know about you, but between the Pisces energy, between the clocks changing and everything else, it's a little bit on the funny side. Mark said, yes, that Pisces stole your brain, that new moon coming off the crash of the new moon. And now into an Aries moon, which I always have a deep sigh of relief over. I am super excited to be here today. So I'm going to go ahead and refresh the page. I have a couple of special announcements. I want to say happy birthday, of course, to C.A. Brooks, who celebrates her birthday on this 1-2 day. And I actually was laughing because I waited. I always wait till the clock strikes 12 on the top of the hour, and I was texting, being apart from your friends, you know, with different time zones and stuff. Sometimes it's definitely worth staying awake for and just connecting. And CA, you're very special to me, and I know you're very special to everyone here. And I really do believe and hope that you're going to have an amazing year. So happy birthday. It is also, I'm going to come out of Facebook real quick and then pop on back in. For some reason, it's already bleeping me in and out. So I definitely want to come in and see you all. I feel, all right, here we go. Okay, here we go. I see some comments already coming into the room, so I want to say hello. I think everyone, I know coming into this season, it's very exciting, and at the same time, it's a little bit on the foggy side because we're still adjusting to the time frames. And I don't know about you, but it has definitely felt like a retrograde without it being yet a retrograde. Here, I start seeing some of you come in. Good morning, everyone. Hello, hello. If you are listening for the first time, we are on Facebook at our 1-2 radio page, and you are welcome to join it. We're happy to have you. I know that everyone is off to a bit of a slow start or just keeping up and catching up with their calendar. You know, last week before I got here with you, I was so ready for March and I was so happy. And it's already flying. It's already the 12th, which, by the way, we are over at 1-2listen.com. It's really one of the better days to have a session with your favorite advisor because we are on reduced rate special, and it's also a very varied special day because the rates change, and according to computer, and you never know what you're going to get, so you can kind of check in a couple times before you make that call or just go ahead, and our rates are very low today, so it's always nice to have a little extra time with maybe one or more of your favorite people over there. So I don't want to omit that. I also want to say that When I was coming last week before the crash of, you know, I thought, what would be one of the exciting things about March and the season of March is the very first thing I woke up to that day, that particular day, was a little bunny at my window. And I was thinking, what about Easter? And then I turned around and Stephen and I were talking about that, you know, we have so many days through the year that stay the same. And Easter is so very varied on our dates. And I started to research it a little bit. And, you know, it's a little it's more complicated, because what we learned is that they call it the movable feast. And it is movable according to a very complicated procedure that they have been using on the calendar and the Christian calendar since AD 325, which is, of course, gazillions of years ago. And so the dates of Easter change drastically through the years based on, and now I'm going to read this right, but I don't know if anybody knows about this. I'm sure many of you know about it, but it's very, it's something that's just really come to my awareness, and something I've always taken for granted, that it's almost like, well, do we really care what day it is and why, but how can this resurrection or this death and resurrection and all this other stuff that we learn about, how could it possibly change? So the celebration is the first Sunday after the first full moon after the vernal equinox. So it can alter between March 22nd, 20th, every single year. So there's such a varied difference, today being March 31st. And so I started to really get into this, and the whole point of it is going back to, and this is what kills me, going back to our systems and our learning and our teachings of what it truly means, no matter what our belief system is. You know, when people say, oh, you don't want to, and you know, I'm talking about, I'm probably call, I don't want to call out any names, but I always get annoyed by this whole thought process of, just because we have certain traditions or certain beliefs as astrologers and as psychics or as guides or as, I don't know, I want to say prophets, I want to say mystics, I want to say mediums, all of these things, you know, we get such a rap. And here we are looking at, okay, the Christians really followed the events of the full moon, no matter how we look at it or cut it, slice it, dice it. What is actually wrong with understanding the true nature, not only spiritually, the true nature of what everyone in our community and stuff like that? So I was like, oh, this is more proof of the pudding that these things actually coexisted. No one said, oh, because now, okay, so if Easter is set up on a day that is based on the events of the full moon, how do we turn that into a spiritual wrongdoing, or how do we turn that into it's against God's will, because God created the sun, the star, the moon? And I was going on and on about this. So in any case, this year we get to celebrate those bunnies and that the magic of spring, and March 31st is our holiday. But again, it's all intertwined, and it's so God created that, you know, it's almost like, where are the people that are actually understanding this, instead of making something so wrong that seemed to be here since the existence of before time and that we all follow, you know? So it's validating in a sense that God is everywhere. It's validating in a sense that, you know, There is something bigger out there. It's validating to a degree that is totally okay and acceptable to each and every one of you to follow the magic of what you believe is true, because that is your higher power and your higher self coming into consciousness, helping you in this everyday life, in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart, soul, whatever it may be. And how do you really, really utilize that to blend it with this whole universal sense of time and energy? So the bottom line is, I started going off on this rant, and it's more proof and validation that we really can feel accepted. We really can feel, no matter what community you are all a part of or in or whatever it may be, there's really nothing to hide from, because it's all one. It's all one, no matter what you say or do. You know, whatever you believe is true is true. What you feel is real. Where you get your spiritual energy, where you get your information, where you get your knowledge, there is nothing to hide from. There is nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to not believe in. And I really do believe this was kind of like, I know I feel passionate about it because I've been poked at for a long time, and by my own family members who are afraid of me because they think I'm weird or whatever. And little do they know, huh? What about those Easter dinners that we were all sat at? And oh, did you know you were having Easter dinner based on the day of the full moon? Probably not. And so I kind of like the jab of it. And no offense, my Aries moon's kicking a little bit about it. But in any case, it's just more, it's such validation. And it feels so accepting and wonderful to be here with all of you. And I really do believe that a little at a time, coming out of shell with it is very, very positive. And I do hope you follow the same, because there are some of you with that. I had told you all recently that I participated in Lent this year, you know, with the but I failed. I'm sure I failed a dozen or more times. Maybe in the first 3 days that I tried to give up that F word, but it doesn't work, but I try. In any case, no one's going to punish me, but in it, whatever, it is what it is. And I've given up way too much in my life to not, you know, feel like it's a struggle from here, because there's really not many things that I love that are left to try to stay clear about. But I'm kind of teasing, but at the same time, I'm not, because there are so many of you who want to come out into this world and into this community with your gifts and your abilities and your talents that are somewhat feeling a little awkward about it. Believe it or not, after 40 years, I still feel a little awkward about it, you know? And I started poking at Stephen about like the family, and I'm poking it. You know, I'm not poking at him ever, because he just accepts. He's a very accepting soul. But at the same time, you know, I know he has an upbringing that is different. I know I have an upbringing that's very different. So the religious backgrounds that we come through with, there is conflict. There is still some internal conflict. But when I see things like this, I say, see, this is why, this is what it is, this is how it blends, this is that what the magic of it is, that this is what one true God means, you know. It's God is everywhere in our lives. And so I was kind of getting I was I'm feeling good about it. I'm reminding you all this morning that you should feel good about it. You should come out into the world when you're ready. You should and be ready, and help, and let this help you be more ready, you know, no matter what it may be. Lois, with your design work, Patricia, with your healings, also automatic messages. I feel that for you, Patricia. Joni, I feel with you too. She says, oh, we're going to talk to you in a minute. Okay. Laura, good morning. There will be a message today. And all of you that I'm seeing, let me go ahead and refresh. All of you that I'm seeing in here that I know have so much to share. Maya, good morning. And Corinne, Kat, good morning. Jennifer does. is in the chat room this morning. Absolutely love that you're here with us for spring. I'm sure you know a lot about this. Jennifer is a One to Listen psychic astrologer. And actually, this is a plug for you astrologers, because I've always heard, you know, we always hear these different things, you know, and it's always so interesting. Even myself, after 40 years, I can say, I still feel, I know when someone's judging me. I mean, come on, we're not here for this, you know, amount of time for no reason, right? We have something. So, and when you use it and use it and use it, it gets stronger, stronger, stronger. And I can always tell when somebody thinks I'm weird. I can always tell where they're coming from, you know, and I'm a little cautious because of it. And so, Jennifer, I'm sure you know. I mean, but these types of things, when we have these learnings, when we have these senses of awareness, if one person today can come out into the world, Denise, happy birthday to you as well. Yes, I will pull a birthday card if that's what you wish for. But if, and you too, Denise, you have so many things. I know you hold yourself back, you know, and I'm not trying to call anybody out, but I am, because we all share this sense. You know, Lois, even you with your design, if you create part of or bring part of your spiritual knowing and your intuition, your psychic energy is so strong, your instinct is so on. When you pull this into your work, you create even more. But it's challenging to try to explain this to people, I know. So let's move on. I'm going to answer some questions. I feel good about being with you guys all the time. And let me talk about something else too, because a topic has come up many times over, and I actually wrote about it, and I'm hoping to share, but I wrote it in a sense, and Lois, I think I had this conversation with you about fear, and I wrote a little story since I was a little child about fear. And I'm kind of hanging on to it until I feel safe to share, but at the same time, we start, it was a good reminder of how fear can really encourage either negative outcomes or disaster or blocks or, and no, I'm not meaning like life and death disaster, but I'm talking about our daily existence and how we want to reach for these heights that we can't seem to get, or we get so close and then some, you know, wrench is thrown in the mix, or, you know, we trip over something, or somebody shows up on the scene, which kind of holds on to our head. And I say it holds on to our head because our head certainly doesn't want to hold on to it. So these things hang on, and they and it's such an incredible, incredible hold on something that holds us back. And when we look at the other side of it, when we can release some of these fears or these blocks, how do they, and the reason that, and it's a catch 22 with your gifts and your creativity, your spiritual energy, your gifts inside, you know, your talent. It's like when you're ready to make the next move, something is going to remind you that you have fear. You are a human being and you have fear, and something is going to come along and say, wait a minute, don't forget this. Or somebody from the past, it feels very retrograde-y right now, even though we know we're not, we must be in the shadows somewhere. If Jen, I don't know if you can help me with that. I know CA is listening also. Terry Campbell is around, I'm sure, but Terry, I love you too. But I'm thinking that you could feel the retrogrades kicking because people from the past are showing up, and something that we must have thought we finished didn't finish, and it's showing up, but rearing its head to hold us down or bring us back. Or we're moving forward. Every time you're ready to move forward, something from that past is going to come back and go, whoop, don't forget this. And it tempts you like a temptress, you know, like poking at you, going, you know, you want to go over there, and you know, we see you trying to get over there, but we're going to bring you right back over here. And it's like this fear wants to own you, and it doesn't, and you don't have to allow it. You really, truly don't, but it's very normal and very human. And I see a lot of this going on. So I'm going to come in the room and start taking your questions. I know these are the things that have been coming up again and again. And, you know, there is something out there that fights with you all the way. Truth be told, when you're ready to take a big leap, and I think Mark Husson reminded me of this years ago. Listen, the more the merrier. Every time, you know, those little things come up and about that put you in this place, or they make you feel you want to hold that yourself back and things like that. And when these things happen, it's because you're ready to take a leap forward. And the universe, or God, if you will, is tempting your faith. Or your faith in believing in that. Believing there is something with you, believing in your higher power, and really knowing that God has your back. And so you get these challenges or these temptations that want to say, hey, come over here with me, or no, you don't want to really do that, because what if? And all of these what ifs start lining up, and one at a time, these what ifs, and you go through every angle, every possibility, every potential negative avenue, and all these other things, only to come back and say, wait a minute, I just made 90% of this up in my head. And so we really have to pay attention. I think we can work on this in this retrograde cycle coming up ahead, even though we do have a few weeks left. I could feel it, and I'm sure you can too. So let's come in, and I'm so happy that you all are with me this morning. If I didn't say hi to you, I'll try to. I want to make sure I take the questions that are somebody said, and Corinne, this is the thing. When we start having these what ifs, or we start holding ourselves back, then we start blaming ourselves, then we start shaming ourselves, and then we do those would have, could have, should have, going back and looking in that rearview mirror, when in fact we should just be moving forward. And unfortunately, we're not machines, we're not robots. We can't, I know some of the world would like us to be by now, but we're not. And we can't, another pet peeve of mine, AI. Anyway, I won't start that today, but I will eventually, because it so takes away from our authenticity, and I despise that. In any case, it's so important that you stay real and you stay yourself, and you just keep taking one step after the other and try to leave all those past things. You know, you acknowledge it and get on with it, and it's yeah, the fear trust conundrum. Lois, you're so right. And I'm so, I don't think anxious is the right word, but I'm doing it myself. I'm preaching to you guys because I do it myself. After 40 years, you think I'm ready to show my face? You know, or you think I'm ready to come here on video, and I try to, or maybe a one-on-one. I do a few Zoom sessions, of course, with some people that I've known forever, but that's even uncomfortable for me, because to me, it takes away, and I'm rationalizing this every which way, but these are just my fears talking to you out loud, because I know it's okay to come in person. I know it's okay. But I won't, because I always talk myself out of it by saying other things like, and I'm sure you guys know what I'm saying, I like the vibration of the voice. You know, I ask myself, is it that? Will it take it away? Will I miss something because I'm really looking at you in a different way? Will you be looking at me? Are you going to notice something that takes your focus off of my session? You know, I do all these things after just being voice driven, and the energy is so strong with your voices that, or is it just too much for me? My sensitivity, I go on and on. And so I think you guys know what I'm talking about. You could go on and on. And at the end of the day, none of it matters. What matters most is you are bringing your best self to the planet. You are helping as many people as you can. And you are really living your best life. And that's the bottom line. Staying healthy, of course, always first. Okay? All right. Now, let me take a look here. Somebody just said, Janine, let's take a look at you. Oh, Terry, good morning. I just mentioned you and I didn't see you yet. But thank you so much for being here. Let me just say this, Janine, I'm coming to you next. Hang on. Hey, Kit Kat, 1-2 friends, happy spring eclipses, Mercury and Aries, pedal heading to the metal. I feel the same thing. Existing tensions reveal where changes will occur, with or without you, momentum already in play, whether visible or to you or not. Like the miracle, the first shoots coming in the garden, no need to overthink, already in play. Enjoy. That's perfect. Thank you for that, Terry. I love it. And thank you for being here today. Janine, let's come back to you. And no wonder I could tell that Mercury's in Aries. And I didn't, I mean, it's like a wake up. And I actually had to apologize yesterday because my psychic impressions are so fast and furious that I'm talking too fast, you know? And I could tell the blur that, thank you for this. This is a good warning because I'm blurting out things that I probably should, you know, I just can't help it. Psychically, it's there. So I appreciate that heads up. Makes a lot of sense. Janine, let's look at you. She says, I was actually just coming to talk about this topic that is really on my mind, ways to come out of feeling invisible. Okay. Here is a plug for a friend momentarily, especially since COVID. I think it's been preventing me from really expressing my creativity. Now, let me get this correct for you all. Just give me one moment because there is something I want to share. I have a wonderful colleague, and she just launched her brand yesterday. She's been working on it for quite some time. Her name is Karan. She's a beautiful human being. She just launched You Are Not Invisible After 50.com. You Are Not Invisible After 50.com merchandise. And it's really women oriented, but I don't want to exclude the men, but You Are Not Invisible After 50. She's been working on this for a while and she launched her merchandise brand yesterday. It's very exciting. She's in Europe. She's a great woman. And you just reminded me of that because it is about coming out and it is about feeling more visible. And no matter what your age, you know, I think 50 is just where, you know, 50s is where she's at and that's her thing. But you do not have to be invisible because it's so, and she doesn't know. She says, Janine says, I don't know what my creative is anymore. Try things. You know, it could be anything from cooking. I'm doing puzzles and framing them right now. They're gorgeous and they're challenging and they keep me occupied. So I don't worry so much in between my work. Or I just have something to keep my busy brain occupied. And I get all kinds of insights when I'm doing these puzzles for people. And this person comes to mind, this person comes to mind, and I write them down. And it's just like a great exploration of more creative process, painting, writing. And if you don't like what you're doing, obviously you're not going to finish it. But if you don't like it, you'll know it fairly quickly. And then you alter it and say, well, this led me to this, or this is leading me to that. And I actually see this happening for you over the next 3 months period. Actually, Spirit is correcting me and saying it's 3 weeks. You'll think of something. I think writing would be good for you too, but maybe writing in a different way. Maybe if you're used to journaling, you want to do it in a different way. Maybe you want to color something like this, I feel. And it does help you come out of your shell in some way, okay? I want to say good morning to another birthday girl, Alishea. Good morning to you. I hope you had a wonderful birthday. Happy you're here. And yes, the time change is definitely messing with everyone. But we are happy you're here as well. Now, Denise, where are you? Okay, let's take a look and see what's happening. The birthday girl asked me for a card. So, you know, interesting, the Two of Wands. This card likes to hide more than the others, I feel, because it doesn't show up in like a plentiful way. You know, it's more of a, it's special, in its way, Denise, because it's saying, you know, well, it's saying a lot of things, but for you specifically, the world is in the palm of your hands. You've already achieved one journey, one path, and I'm going to say I am not cheating because we know this out loud. You are a teacher, and you've achieved it, and it's over here behind your shoulder, and you're like, yeah, I kind of own this path, you know, it's mine. And then now I got the world in the palm of my hands, and I'm always eyeballing this other thing, and I'm holding it, but it's kind of still at bay. Or it's very new, because if you look at the Two of Wands, it's a fairly new energy, but there is great success to be had here, because I've already done all this behind me, and I know that I've done this, but now I need to look to the future. It's so timely for you, and really know that I have this in my hand, and I can have it all if I want it all. So you look at it, and you grab it all, and that's where you're at, and I feel solid about this. I love this card for you for the entire year. You can use it moving forward. Interestingly enough, there are some other things coming up. The bare feet, if you look at the card, the bare feet, you have to ground yourself in the earth. There are mountains in the background. It really reminds me of the surrounding area of Hoover Dam, believe it or not, because the water as well, but the energy is good where you are. And so I feel this, and I also see a plateau, and there are three levels here of this plateau that you're going to take. Now, this one behind you, that was a huge leap. That was a huge amount of success that you carried behind you, and you could tell you were like stellar. But now you're kind of stepping down in the middle, if you look at the card again, and you say, you know, what I have to do next is so small in compare to what I've had to achieve. So why is it tripping me up? Or you know those little levels of stairs that we come to and we really don't see them because they're so flat and you like trip, you know, you just have to kind of be careful about it, but this is so small in compare of what you've already achieved, and at the same time it's going to be so big in nature. And so this is what's coming to you next. Stay grounded in the land, get outside in nature. It's going to be very good for you this year. And always ground yourself before you read for people or before you're looking at people, because I do feel that makes a lot of difference. So I love that for you, and I hope that helps. And I'm super happy you're here. Two of Wands, okay? Sybil, good morning, just coming in. All right, let me see who's next. I have someone chosen. Everyone missed last week. Ms. Garner, you didn't miss a thing because we were on Facebook timeout. And let me see. Alisha, I had a birthday last week, and if time and spirit, yes, I will. I am actually going to pull a card for you. I guess we're doing one card wonders today, but it's okay. Home is where the heart is for you, for sure. But also getting out and about. So, Alisha, let me say this. You're going to be living in so much truth. It's not even funny. And, you know, some people may back up because of that from time to time. But I pulled a card. So you're kind of the ruler of the roost. So, you know, and I do feel home is where the heart is. That to me is very significant always. But at the same time, branching out a little bit, the universe is telling you now that you have passed these tests with flying colors. And you are going to now be rewarded with them in the year ahead. I do feel you, as you, every year, I think, in your lifetime, and you know, you work on building more solid foundation in your spiritual energy, and your psychic energy is very, very high this year. And honestly, telling people the truth is easy for you. So But don't be surprised if a person or two steps back, because they sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. So I feel a little bit about that. But also, there could be a move of sorts. Not changing residence this year. You are definitely changing, meaning the home environment will completely change. So whether if you're not moving, you're renovating, like in a drastic way, I feel a lot of change is going on. I also see that you are going to, I'm also thinking about Saturn, and I'm thinking about dedicating yourself to self, which I know you have been trying to achieve in the last several years. But for right now, I also feel for you coming into this, wait a second. Yeah, coming into this now, you're rewarded for it. You know, Saturn already knows. It's your friend. Right now, Saturn's your friend. Because it's known that you've been working on yourself. You've been anything you do for your health is really good right now. I feel like it's a very significant time, but I think you started early. Before Saturn came to hold your hand in the sky, you know, and also I feel that it's still going to be there for quite some time. So we just want to keep an eye on this, in that if you have any tests that your clinicians, your whether it be metaphysician or physician, I do believe that you should follow through on anything like this, because you can actually improve your health now in so many different ways, which I also love. And they're calling for that. Okay. So being honest with yourself, always being honest with others. I know you are. So there is no about you. Well, I think we better check this out. You know, just go on top of things, and I'm your conscious, because we as healers, every one of us, I have some magnificent Edgar Cayce remedy stories going on right now, but we're not always on a wing and a prayer. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do, like, and I'm not promoting, but it's true. You have to take that antibiotic for a bacterial infection that could kill you otherwise, or you have to do something that could kill you. Can you get away with it? Can you take another route? Can you do an ulterior measure, whatever? Maybe, but it's going to take longer, or it may harm you. And so we have to be open to all of these things. And Elisha, I'm talking to you, but I'm really not, because I know you pay attention, and I know that, you're on your own journey. But I also feel as a healer, we have to all be very, very careful. You know, I've had some amazing success stories recently of people recovering and healing and all of these things. But at the same time, I also have seen the opposite. And so we have to really pay attention. You have a man in spirit watching over you. He is guiding you. He too is a leader. He is the King of Wands. I do believe there's a paternal energy about it. But I also feel you have a string of ancestors watching over you. And I do see masculine more than feminine right now. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I feel that. Okay. I feel fire for sure. But it's all positive. And they're leaders, and they lead you in the right place. And I believe you talk to these people. So come in and share and let us know if that makes any sense. And I'm super happy you're here, okay? All right. Okay. Laura has a question that's very important, and yet a little bit multi-layered. So I'm going to try to say this. I do believe that when it is meant to happen, it is going to happen. But I also trust, as well as you, that there is a reason he shouldn't retire yet or earlier. And this too, some of us, I think, I believe for him, Maybe a little early retirement or a timely retirement. Maybe this isn't a positive thing. I feel like he's being protected from something. I feel like there is a reason this is happening. I do not believe that this is what is intended for him yet, because sometimes our downtime can be harmful. And I don't mean he's going to go out and do terrible things or anything of the sort, but I just mean maybe his mind is supposed to stay active doing what he's doing. Maybe his body is supposed to stay active doing what he's doing. I just feel comfortable with him continuing for a bit. And I believe with all my heart the universe is protecting him, okay? And I know. I just don't believe he's the type of person that is ready to. S No, it's just not meant yet. But I will say this, 2025 looks very positive. 2027 also looks very positive. Those 2 years, I would say, are excellent. And so I do hope that helps. I know it's going to happen for you guys. I know it'll be timely, and I do love that. Okay? Just sit tight. No, we never want to hear, oh, what it's meant to be. Sometimes things aren't meant to be. Sometimes it's a major screw up. Sometimes it's reality. Sometimes it sucks. We have to really look at those things as truth as well, but not this time. This is definitely meant to be. Yeah. For sure. And I hope that helps. Let me go ahead and take a look here and refresh. I know this is a little crazy, Patricia, but I'm going to come to you now because I see something and I've been waiting for a message for you. I don't know if you ever did paper mache. Not something that's ever in my mind, but for you it is, and I don't know why. I don't know if you're making something, creating something, doing something, ever you have done anything with it. Such a. I don't know why I'm thinking this or something like it. I feel like there's a lot of energy there for you, and I. Like I said, I don't know if you guys ever heard me bring up paper mache ever, but Patricia, I'm definitely seeing this for you. Or again, something similar. You know what's really strange about it though? They could be simple, almost like I'm not looking at a stained glass mirror. I'm looking at something else. But it's almost like a channeling of this image that's coming through. And the channeling of this is almost like somebody's spirit energy. And like a little frame, something small, reading an aura, so to speak, through paper mache. This is crazy, but in any case, this is what I'm getting. I do think there is creative, a creative aspect. Yeah, automatic writing is one thing that came out earlier, but this is another thing that's very genuine coming through as well. This paper mache spirit energy, you know. I'm probably giving you some of you some ideas how some of these artists, I hide what I paint. I'm terrible. I don't put anything out to the world that I'm doing recently because of the things I've shared with you about the fear. And so I'm very modest about what I do, but I have a lot of things that I've created in this house from, the last couple of years. That I will probably one day start showing, but at the same time, it's very much from my spirit, so there's really nothing to show because it's not, I don't want to really And I know some of you are the same and some of you are not, and God bless everybody for being who they are. But in any case, the bottom line is the channeling of our creativity, and when we really bring our spiritual magic in with our creative magic, the most amazing things occur. And Patricia, you have this in you. And so I'm feeling this about the whatever I'm saying, it's channeling through me, so I don't really remember everything. But in any case, I think you have what I'm saying. And I think for all of you, the art that you can create through your spiritual energy is crazy, much better and much more like beautiful than you can ever imagine if you just through it. Or don't overthink it. Don't overanalyze it. Don't be in it. Just do it. And it's a very amazing process. You could tell I'm a bit passionate about these things right now because I really get a lot of spiritual strength from it. And I hope you all try to do something you've never done. And I really believe, Janine, let's talk to you for a moment. And then Maya, I'll come to you, okay? I know I spoke to you earlier. She said since COVID, it's been, do something for you. And then think about what's next. Do it for yourself and then decide whether you want to express it or not. Because I think that's magic, and I think there's something to it, and I think it's empowering when it's for you. Maybe that's what I mean, maybe I sound like such an Aries moon in a way, because I feel like, and it is an Aries moon day today, yay. But I feel like maybe that's why I show my dearest friends some of my shenanigans. But not really everyone in the world, because maybe I kind of hog it for myself, Like I can stare at a photo and get so many messages out of it psychically that it's not, that kind of thing. So maybe it's very selfish, but in any case, that's my thing. And maybe that's your thing. Maybe there's something about your creativity that needs to be held on to. And you need to build it. And then when you feel like sharing it, you will, because it's your prerogative to share what you want to share. So it doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be a hiding. I think COVID whacked everybody out in some way, We're all in on sailing, we're but we're ship we're sailing. We're back in the ship. We're in smoother seas. I heard this. The seas weren't that smooth yesterday, but I heard this. But and they're not every day. And that's the beauty of our lives. It's never the same. Nothing stays the same day to day. And we live in a crazy world, but it's a good world. And there's still kindness, and there's still love, and there's still connection. And as long as we're connecting to something or someone, and sometimes we're not meant to connect to anything but our higher power, it doesn't matter. That's the biggest and most important piece of all, because that's what helps you connect to every other thing we have to deal with in this life. And so let me come back and see now, where are you, Ms. Maya? Janine, I'm sending you a big hug this morning. And Maya, where are you? I want you to all know also that why I'm looking for you, Ms. Maya. I'm coming soon. I survived this event on Saturday. I know it's posted because my lovely husband loves to share. And I had to go to this really noisy, we had to leave before 4 a.m. on my day that I try to take off half the time, but never do. But in any case, I'm teasing because I really have to start to do these things to show the priority of my marriage as well as the priority of all of you. And so I am trying to nurture a piece of us without fear as well, because that's my fear also. And so I went to the race, and I'm a very funny witch in some ways, because sometimes and Mark knows this, CA knows this, I know some of you know this. Sometimes Kat wants to blow something up, and it's not good. Sometimes it's not good. And in any case, I'm teasing you all, but not really. So I have this thinking that goes on, and I was like, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I'm not going to get home till 11 at night. The kids were watching the dogs, so happy to have. And I go through this whole thing, but the truth is, I'm just afraid to be away from what I know. Again, the fear, right? And now I gotta go in public, and what if somebody has this, and what if somebody breathes on me, and what if I touch something, and I go through all these things. And so the actuality was, it was a beautiful, beautiful day, and it was raining for hours because, I have these thoughts, and then they turn into something tricky, and then it actually delayed the day instead of make it go faster. So I kind of got kicked by the universe. But I'm teasing you guys. But in any case, because I was thinking, oh, if it rains, we won't be able to stay and whatever. So instead, it rained at the wrong time of day and it extended. But you all get what I'm saying. And in the meantime, the long and short of it was, it turned out to be wonderful and magical. And I came back so happy to be with all of you that it's just a good reminder to do what you are most afraid to do. Make the change, take the leap of faith, and all of these things will work out. Now, Maya, coming to you, you're attending that trade show. It is going to be great. And go with that attitude, because sometimes we can't envision ourselves doing these things. I pulled the Six of Pentacles already for you today, and I feel good about it. It's a spirit of generosity. Be generous with your time. Really sink yourself into the people that you meet, and cautiously, of course, because there's still a lot out. No, I'm only teasing you. No, don't be that. I don't want you to be cautious at all. I want you to enjoy. I want you to be open. I feel good. There's good income energy coming around this thing as long as you keep a spirit of generosity and openness, okay? I think it's very important, and I think it's a lot of fun. And don't wish for anything other than what it is, and I really feel that, okay? I do feel very confident that you're gonna enjoy yourself, and it'll be super, super easy. Let's make this an easy trade show, because when we embrace it, it's a lot easier than the kicking and screaming goes on, And you're gonna do great. I feel really good about it. And I feel money coming from it too. And when I say money, I mean abundance. So we have abundance in so many different ways, but I think money's where it's at. I'm getting a lot of coin energy around it. I like that for you. So good for you. Let's see. All right, Alshea has a little confirmation, and it's already time to go because I'm sure you're going to connect. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that it's CA's birthday or not, because I haven't asked for permission. I'll ask for forgiveness later, but I think you all know by now. And she'll be coming up in a few minutes, so I hope you all enjoy. So Alshea says definitely her father Oswaldo and my uncle, whom my first father Papa Merton have always been close. And yes, I walk with the wisdom, truth, and strength of my ancestors. Oh, we know this about you. Light and peace to all of them, including my baby brother recently. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Blessings, and thank you very much for the reading. Okay, thank you so much for being here today. I absolutely adore you. I adore every one of you. I am so excited to be with you each and every week. Jay Varvel, thank you for being our producer today. And everyone, do not forget, it is 1-2-Day over at 1-2Listen.com, and I am going over there at the top of the hour, and we will see you. It is a great day to have a reading. Happy March, everybody. See you next week. Stay tuned for the birthday woman, the amazing CA Brooks, coming up next on Everyday Astrology, and I'll see you all soon. Bye.